to Cairo now, where there's a test brewing that will certainly test the judiciary in revolutionary Egypt as well as the revolution itself. Hisham Kassem joins us. He's a former publisher and editor of Masri al-Yum, the leading independent newspaper in Egypt, and he's a human rights activist. And Hisham, a comment, if you will, on this report this morning that Egypt's prosecutor general says Hosni Mubarak, former president of Egypt, and his sons will be tried for the shooting deaths of protesters, perhaps as many as 846, during the January Revolution. What's your reaction?
It was inevitable. We knew it was going to happen any minute. It was just a question of time. Again, they're being very careful with procedure because, on one hand, Mubarak has never observed due process, and that's not where Egypt wants to go now. And on the other hand, if due process is not observed, with a good lawyer, he'll have himself acquitted in court. So they've been compiling evidence, and they finally have enough to officially charge him and refer him to a criminal court.
So, Hisham Kassem, what would the due process consist of? And is the evidence conversations with Mubarak and senior officials, or actual pictures, actual orders given to shoot to kill?
They have not released yet the documents upon which the indictment is based, but they have been compiling material, and I think they've compiled enough because there were recordings between Mubarak and the former Minister of the Interior where he is instructing him to use lethal force against the demonstrators.
Now, Hisham Kassem, can Hosni Mubarak, because he's a former Air Force, you know, head of the Egyptian Air Force, claim that his trial should be in some sort of military jurisdiction?
No, they can't do that because the violations are violations of the civilian codes. But, however, he has been charged separately for commissions on the arms deals of Egypt, and that's where he's going to face a military trial. So, actually, he's been charged twice, once to face a civilian state security court and a second time to face a military tribunal for commissions he received on the arms deals in Egypt.
I don't think it's widely known, those military charges. Thanks for reminding me of those, Hisham Kassem. So before we go, will all of these trials be public, and what would the constraints be on letting the Egyptian people see these trials?
I'm not sure they're going to be public. So far, all the senior Mubarak regime men that have been tried are tried basically in camera. And there is a lot of street pressure for the trials to go public. But so far, it looks like it's going to be a closed trial with limited access of media.
All right. A description there of due process in post-revolutionary Egypt. Hisham Kassem, who's a former editor and first publisher of Masri al-Yum, which is the leading independent newspaper in Egypt today. He's also a longtime publisher of the Cairo Times and one of the human rights activists in Cairo monitoring the situation. Hisham, thanks so much.
My pleasure.